Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the morning motivation broadcast to all of you who are tuned in live and those who will listen later today. This is 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, and we know that you can eat breakfast all day. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Today is day 62 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. So you should be there in your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal. And our topic for today is, where do you fit in? Where do you fit in? And we are coming from the books of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 25, and Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you, you can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the broadcast posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on our website, which is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. And I must say that I don't have any more ability for people to be friends. Within the last week, you've just really been enjoying the broadcast and spreading the word. And so now the maximum of 5,000 followers or friends, I think is what you call it, has been reached. However, you can still follow me. So I now have a button where you can follow, so you can still see the post, or you can follow the broadcast itself from the morning motivation page of feeldfire.com. And that is available on your phones, tablets, and our desktop. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 25, reading from the KJV. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into that one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? I want you to be thinking about this now. But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, in other words, more, which seem to be unimportant, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, in other words, those ones that we don't show as much, for example, you know, your whole feet or your organs are covered, upon those we bestow more abundant honor, because the heart, for example, is not seen, but it's necessary. Take your heart out of your chest and we'll see what happens to the rest of the body, right? And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Where do you fit in? Now point at yourself and ask yourself that question. Where do I fit in? When we are watching sports, or if you play sports, you know that there are roles assigned to every team member. Although the team is one team, it is comprised of many players, and each player has a role. And when that player operates in his or her role, it enables the team to function at optimal functionality. On the other hand, when a player decides to come out of his or her role and to operate in another player's position, it causes chaos, it wreaks havoc, and it implodes the team. It causes the team, in other words, to crumble, to stumble, to fall, to fail, to lose, to not be able to operate at sustained optimal functionality. For example, the World Series is on now between the Dodgers and the Astros. Every person on that team has a role. If the pitcher decides to come off the mound and go stand behind the plate and be the catcher, who will pitch the game? If shortstop decides that he no longer wants to play shortstop, but he would like to be in left field, then how will the role of shortstop, which is a very important role, function? See, this is what that word that I read is teaching us today, that the body that God has ordained, whether that be the spiritual body of Christ as a whole, whether it be the body of your church, whether it be the body of your family, or whether it be just your individual body, although each body represents one as a whole, it is comprised of many parts or many members. And every part needs to be functioning in its role so that the body stands erect, so that the body is victorious. So that brings me to today's topic of where do you fit in? It is very important for you to learn where you fit in, how to stay in your position, how to stay in your lane, and not only to understand those things, but to appreciate your position. Appreciate your lane. As the word stated that I read to you today, if the hand is going to say to the rest of the body, I don't need you, I can function on my own, then what happens? Because a hand by itself is just a dead hand. Or if the foot should say, well, because I'm not the hand, you know, I'm that part that you're always covering up, unless you're a female and you're trying to show off your pedicure. And I can understand because I like to, you know, have my pedicure and my nails done as well. But if the foot should say, well, I'm not really important because I'm not the hand, the part that's always visible, that's always reaching out to shake someone else's hand, then I'm not needed. I'm not part of the body. Then what happens to the body? Because we understand that unless you have feet, you cannot walk. So although the feet are covered, they are necessary. That is what God wants to encourage you on today, that there is a place for you in the body. In the body of Christ, there's a place for you. In the body of your own family and home, there is a place for you. In the body of the job that you work on, there is a place for you. There is a purpose and destiny in your life. And so God wants you to understand that you are important. And once you understand that, then you can begin to ask yourself the question, then where do I fit in? What is my role? What are my passions in life? What are my talents? What am I good at? Because that's going to help you know where you fit in. On yesterday, during the topic that I taught to you about movers and shakers, I gave you the example of the journey and the difficult process I went through of learning where I fit in. Yes, me, the confident Rossi that you all know, an attorney, a law degree. I'm an attorney. I'm a nurse. I'm a business owner. I'm a mother. But guess what? I wasn't always this confident person. I did not always know where I fit in and how I fit in, what my calling was. But today I'm sure in my calling and I'm sure in my purpose. Because of that, I can stay in my lane very well. I don't envy anyone. I have no jealousy of anyone. I've been able to help so many people with me being behind the scenes, propel themselves to being front runners. I know how to be a good listener. I know how to take someone's secrets and keep that confidence. But when you don't know where you fit in, it will be hard for you to do that because you will find yourself envious of other people, jealous of others, comparing yourself to others. Why didn't I get that great husband? Why didn't I get that great wife? Why don't I live in that house? Why don't I have that car? I wish I had her body. I wish I had his body. I wish I had that church. I wish I had that ministry. I wish I could open my own business. You will spend all the days of your life, sadly, comparing yourself to someone else. And that's so sad because you don't get but one life. Why would you waste it wanting to be someone else instead of being whom you are purposed to be? Even worse, you don't know the inner struggles that people are going through. You're wanting to be them. You're longing to be them. But maybe inside that great home, they're crying every night wondering how they're going to pay their bills, trying not to lose that home, keeping up with the Joneses. Maybe in what appears to be that great marriage, there's abuse, infidelity, all kinds of things going on. So it's important for you to understand that God made you with purpose, God made you with destiny, and you need to pray to seek out where you fit in and get into your position. Don't try to be the catcher if you're the pitcher. Don't try to be the shortstop if you're supposed to be in left field. Don't try to be the forward on the basketball court if you're supposed to be the center. Don't try to be the quarterback in football if you're supposed to be the lineman. Don't try to be anyone else but what God has ordained for you. Because when you find out where you fit in, when you understand that whether you are out on the front line, visible, like the eyes, the mouth, the nose, the lips, the hands, or whether you are covered like the feet, or whether you are never meant to be seen like the heart and lungs. When you find that out and accept your role, you will understand that whether you're visible or invisible, whether you are exposed or covered, without you, the body cannot function. And God's purpose in the earth cannot be fulfilled. You are needed, you are necessary, you are worth something, and you are critical. You are important, you are beautifully and wonderfully made, you are loved by God, and you have destiny, you have purpose. I don't care where you came from, I don't care where you live, I don't care what your education, what your race, what your nationality, I don't care. God has purpose for you. Get in your right place, so that you can function optimally every day. Our time is run. Let's go into prayer. Then I'm going to end with assigning you your daily task and our song for today. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. You are such a great God. You are such a great God. You are such a great God. Despite everything that's going on around us, inside of us, adjacent to us, You are still a great God because you hold the sovereign power in your hands to change the world, to change situations, and you have planted us here, purposed us, and destined us to be able to speak forth life, to impact life, to be able to be used by you so that this world, our nation, our homes, our churches, our neighborhoods, our own families, and even our own bodies can function at the precipice of success. Every minute, every second, every week, every hour, every month, every year, every decade. You've given us a lifetime to fit in and operate in our purpose. Now, Father, help us to not be envious or jealous. Help us to understand that it takes everybody working together to make the body work and that we are critical to that success. Help us not to doubt one another. Help us not to doubt ourselves. Help us not to operate in low self-esteem. And Father, in Jesus' name, we count it done. Let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord. Let me give a quick altar call. Then I will assign you your daily task and our broadcast will end and I'll see you tomorrow. If you are not saved or you are backslidden, I invite you into the family of Christ. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I repent now. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family. Get into a good Bible-believing church. And if you're already in a great church, let your leaders know you're now saved. Get plugged in. Make sure you're tuned in to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. live, Monday through Friday, or here in the recording after 8 a.m. on feelthefire.com. Facebook at Rossi Williams, or following the show itself from the Morning Motivation page link on feelthefire.com. All right, our topic for today is where do you fit in? Your task for today, day 62 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. It's for you to write down in your journal what you think you're supposed to be doing with your life. And the way you do that is just write down what you're passionate about. What is it that you always get inflamed about? Those are the things that are going to help lead you. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast on movers and shakers, where I taught you how to help do this based on what happened to me, go to feelthefire.com and you can hear every broadcast you've missed and you can catch up on the last 100 days of Move All Clutter Challenge and order your journal. All right, our song for today is What God Has For Me Is For Me by the Miami Mass Choir. I'll see you in the morning. Make sure you share this broadcast. Send others to feelthefire.com. What he has for you is for you. The body needs you.
Anything you want, anything you need. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he
will. Come on, talk to me. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Money in the pocket. Clothes on my back.